California is still suffering through a multi-year drought, and voluntary conservation methods apparently aren't doing enough. So now the state is considering mandatory restrictions. NPR's Sam Sanders has more.
California is dry.
California's drought situation has gone from bad to worse.
Save water or else. California is dry as a bone.
For the first time in 15 years, the entire state is in a drought.
Through media and public pleas, officials have tried to get people to conserve. Some agricultural water allotments have already been cut, and some local water districts have put restrictions in place. For individuals, California Governor Jerry Brown has only asked people to voluntarily cut water use. But that's not working. Over the last year, water use in the state has actually gone up. So today, California's State Water Resources Board moves to mandatory restrictions all across the state. These things would be prohibited. Any outdoor watering that causes runoff. Using a hose to wash your car, unless that hose has a shutoff nozzle. Applying water to hard surfaces, like a sidewalk or a driveway. And using potable water in fountains and other decorative features. Violating these new rules could result in a $500 fine per day.
It will make a difference in terms of education on bringing the droughts in our day-to-day life.
Dr. Samuel Sandoval Solis of the University of California, Davis, says these new statewide restrictions might not drastically affect how much water California uses, but they will keep the state aware, which is good. Sandoval Solis also says the restrictions are especially useful for the summer, when people are watering their yards more, or over-irrigating.
The board realized that there is plenty of over-irrigation there. I mean, it's not hard to see it in many of our cities, that there are people over-irrigating.
A study from the University of California, Davis, estimates the drought will cost the state over $2 billion and more than 17,000 jobs. Sam Sanders, NPR News.